KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies and 30 degrees, your current temperature here at the KJN studios. We look here today for a partly to mostly sunny sky with a high of 48, and tonight partly cloudy, a low of 25. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news here on KJAN. News is being brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Red Oak Police Department reports two arrests on Friday. At 6:53 p.m., Red Oak Police arrested 20-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton of Red Oak for simple assault, a simple misdemeanor. Hamilton was arrested in the 700 block of North Broadway Street in Red Oak and taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. At 10:35 p.m. Friday, Red Oak Police arrested 38-year-old Christopher Michael Lawrence of Red Oak for simple assault, a simple misdemeanor. He was arrested in the 300 block of North 4th Street in Red Oak and taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 cash bond. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Debbie Pellet was in pain. The arthritis in her hip was keeping her from doing the things she loved. So she made an appointment with Dr. Matt Warish, an orthopedic surgeon at Cass County Health System. Together, they talked about her pain and the need for Debbie to have a total hip replacement. During her hospital stay for the surgery, Debbie was impressed with the care and kindness she received.
When I had my hip replacement done here this past fall, I would say that if there was a word better than excellent, that's the service and the treatment and the care that I received here. Dr. Warish and Zach came in the next morning. He sat down on my bed and just sat and looked at me and talked to me. And again, you don't receive that kind of doctor-patient care when you're in the city hospitals.
Care that is better than excellent? That's what you can expect from us, because we are neighbors, caring for neighbors.
In other local news, a Red Oak woman was injured following a two-vehicle accident on Friday night. Red Oak police responded to the accident at 11:36 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and North 4th Street. After investigation, it was determined that a 2003 Ford Explorer, driven by 17-year-old Brian Jonathan Earp of Red Oak, was traveling north on North 4th Street and stopped at the intersection with Highway 34. Earp and his two passengers stated they stopped at the intersection and proceeded but did not see a 2008 Buick Enclave that was traveling westbound on Highway 34. The Explorer truck struck the Enclave in the front driver's side, causing the Explorer to spin around 180 degrees and eventually stop after being put into park. The Enclave was driven by 67-year-old Betty Jean Blackwell of Red Oak, and her vehicle came to rest in the north lane side of the highway facing west. Blackwell was trapped in her vehicle, but Red Oak Fire was able to pry the door open and get her out. She was taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital with a suspected head injury. Earp and his two passengers said they were fine and were released to their parents. Earp was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield right-of-way and violation of a minor's restricted license. Damage to the Ford was estimated at $5,000. Damage to the Buick estimated at $8,500. Red Oak police were assisted by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and the Red Oak Fire Department. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports four arrests throughout the day on Friday. At 12:39 a.m., Adams County deputies arrested Keshav Kathikar of Wausau, Wisconsin, for violation of no-contact order. Also, at 9:55 p.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of Highway 148 and Hunter Trail for a vehicle's failure to display license plates. It was then determined that the driver, Janet Marie Scaturio, was wanted in Douglas County, Nebraska, for child neglect. During the stop, deputies noticed an overwhelming marijuana smell coming from the vehicle. Scaturio admitted that she had marijuana in the truck and that she had just purchased it. Two children under the age of 18 were in the vehicle as well. Scaturio was arrested for possession of a controlled substance first offense and two counts of child endangerment. She was being held awaiting extradition to Douglas County, Nebraska. An hour later, at 10:55 p.m., Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop near Highway 34 and Mulberry Avenue for a speeding vehicle that had no rear lights. The driver of the vehicle, Justin Horn of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, did not have a valid driver's license. K-9 Baxa was deployed at the scene and alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. Horn was found to be in possession of marijuana and a marijuana pipe. He admitted to deputies that he was under the influence of marijuana and had also taken a few shots of alcohol. He was placed under arrest for operating operating while intoxicated, first offense, possession of a controlled substance, first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and 6 counts of child endangerment. Then at 11:45 p.m., Adams County deputies arrested Jolene Most on an Adams County warrant for violation of a no-contact order and harassment third degree. Three people were arrested after a small child was found walking alone in Adams County on Friday. At approximately 11:15 a.m., Adams County deputies noticed a small child walking up Benton Avenue alone. They were able to determine where the child resided and transported the child back home. Upon getting to the residence, deputies could smell a strong odor believed to be marijuana coming from the home. After further investigation, deputies arrested three people found inside the home. 24-year-old Abigail Longfellow of Corning was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, gathering where a controlled substance is unlawfully used, and child endangerment. 32-year-old Juan Gonzalez of Bridgewater faces the same charges, except his possession charge was a third offense. And 26-year-old Zachary Utterback of Greenfield also was hit with the same charges, possession, gathering, and child endangerment. All three parties were taken to the Adams County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Creston Police Department reports one man suffered possible injuries during a two-vehicle collision on U.S. Highway 34 on Thursday. The accident happened at approximately 4:39 p.m. when a 2012 Ford F-150 driven by 64-year-old Mark Richard Williams of Creston was traveling westbound on Highway 34 when he attempted to change lanes and didn't see another pickup in the other lane. The back half of his truck struck a 2007 Dodge Dakota quad cab driven by 30-year-old James Michael Snyder of Ankeny in the front driver's side. The collision caused the Dodge to lose control and enter the north ditch and into a creek. Snyder was trapped by the embankments on both sides of the vehicle and had to be extricated by mechanical means. Snyder complained of severe back and neck pain after the accident and was taken by EMS to a local hospital. Williams was uninjured and was issued a citation for improper or erratic lane change and released from the scene. The Ford sustained an estimated $100 damage, while the Dodge sustained an estimated $10,000 damage. Harlan police report two individuals, a man and a woman, have allegedly been in the area committing credit card fraud. The individuals go by the names of Joshua Householder and Victoria Zunita. Authorities say they have been known to make multiple trips into establishments, with the woman changing clothes and wearing a wig. They allegedly present credit cards that are known to be stolen. The couple was last seen driving a PT Cruiser. If you have any contact with those individuals, contact the Harlan Police Department at 712-755-5151. Deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office on Friday arrested 48-year-old John David Stone of Shambaugh on a warrant for parole violation. Stone was arrested at a residence in Shambaugh where he was staying. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held without a bond due to the parole violation charge. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports a Grinnell man, Jason Leroy Ahrens, was arrested Thursday in Poweshiek County on an active warrant out of Taylor County. Charges were filed on Ahrens back in September after law enforcement attempted to make a traffic stop on Ahrens. Ahrens was charged with eluding, possession of a controlled substance, and weapons violations after he led law enforcement on a pursuit. Ahrens was being held at the Taylor County Jail on no bond until being seen by the magistrate. A traffic stop Thursday night in Adams County resulted in two arrests. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle for failing to display license plates. Upon further investigation, a passenger in the vehicle provided a false name to deputies. The individual was later identified as Alex Jordan Peel of Rockport, Missouri. Deputies determined that Peel had a warrant for parole violation in Missouri. During the investigation, canine Baxo was deployed and gave a positive alert to the odor of narcotics. Peel was placed under arrest for providing false identification information. Another passenger in the vehicle, Courtney Bartles of Hamburg, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and providing false identification information. Deputies located numerous marijuana pipes, a marijuana grinder, and used hypodermic needles concealed on Bartles' person. KJAN News Time is 8:09.
Debbie Pellett was in pain. The arthritis in her hip was keeping her from doing the things she loved. So she made an appointment with Dr. Matt Warish, an orthopedic surgeon at Cass County Health System. Together, they talked about her pain and the need for Debbie to have a total hip replacement. During her hospital stay for the surgery, Debbie was impressed with the care and kindness she received.
When I had my hip replacement done here this past fall, I would say that if there was a word better than excellent, that's the service and the treatment and the care that I received here. Dr. Wirish and Zach came in the next morning. He sat down on my bed and just sat and looked at me and talked to me. And again, you don't receive that kind of doctor-patient care when you're in the city hospitals.
Care that is better than excellent? That's what you can expect from us, because we are neighbors, caring for neighbors.
And in world news headlines here this hour, Turkey's president says authorities are investigating the movements and possible contacts in Turkey of the man suspected of attacking two mosques in New Zealand. Recep Tayyip Erdogan also demanded that New Zealand ensure that the perpetrators of the attack be punished. The suspect, Brenton Tarrant, reportedly visited a number of countries, including Bulgaria, last November. Three Turkish citizens were injured in Friday's attack in Christchurch, which killed at least 49 people. When the gunman advanced toward the mosque, killing those in his path, Abdul Aziz didn't hide. Instead, he picked up the first thing he could find, a credit card machine, and ran outside screaming, "Come here." Aziz is being hailed as a hero for preventing more deaths during Friday's prayers at the Linwood Mosque in Christchurch. The gunman killed 49 people after attacking two mosques in the deadliest mass shooting in New Zealand's modern history. Seven were killed at the Linwood Mosque. President Donald Trump's first congressional veto signals a new era of increasingly tense relations between the White House and Congress. Trump's legislative agenda was stymied even before his party lost unified control of Washington at the start of the year, and he has grown increasingly frustrated by his dealings with Congress. Republicans in Congress, for their part, are demonstrating new willingness to part ways with their president. Trump vetoed a rejection of his border emergency. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is trying to shift the military's main focus to what he calls America's most pressing security problem, an erosion of its competitive advantage over China. To a remarkable degree, the Pentagon's new budget proposal is shaped by national security threats focusing on China, but Congress is distracted by narrower issues like the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Shanahan emphasized at a hearing that the top threats are China, China, China. President Donald Trump says places of worship were turned into scenes of evil killing during the New Zealand mosque massacre, but he is playing down any threat posed by racist white nationalism after the gunman accused of the massacre called the president a symbol of renewed white identity. Trump, whose previous responses to the movement have drawn scrutiny, declined to join expressions of mounting concern about white nationalism. He said he didn't think it was a rising threat. And a reminder that there are a number of roadways still across western Iowa that are closed here today due to flooding. Some of those roadways now have reopened, though, and one of those would be the Highway 30 corridor there just outside of Missouri Valley. That roadway now has been listed as reopened there in both directions. Highway 169 near Adele is still closed, just north of Adele there between Adele and Minburn. U.S. Highway 59, just north of the interstate towards Harlan, is still down to one lane with a traffic light in place. And Interstate 29 still has a number of closures. Most of that roadway around the Omaha Council Bluffs area is now closed between Council Bluffs and the Loveland exit. Also, I-29 southbound has been closed as well between Council Bluffs and the Glenwood exit, and all the way further south as well to the Missouri border. I-29 is closed south of that Glenwood exit in both directions. Highway 34, also westbound to the west of I-29, is closed down, and Mills County Road H-10 is closed in both directions there near the Bellevue exit as well. So that's an update on some of those road closures. Check out 511ia.org for the latest updates. In your funeral announcements here this morning, Robert Grote, age 96, formerly of Portsmouth, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Robert Grote will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Holly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mark Swanson, age 61, of West Des Moines, died March 3rd at home. Memorial services for Mark Swanson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Claire Frizzell, age 91, of Greenfield, died March 9th at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. The family of Claire Frizzell will greet friends from 4 to 7 p.m. on today at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Kyle Sothman, age 60, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Private family services are planned. Visitation with the family of Kyle Sothman will be held on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosa Lee L. Davis, age 94, of Audubon, died on Tuesday at her home in Audubon. Funeral services for Rosa Lee L. Davis will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mary J. Angel, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Mass of Christian burial for Mary J. Angel will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. J. Delbert Bremer, age 53, of Lewis, died on Thursday at the home. Funeral services for J. Delbert Bremer will be held on Monday at 1 p.m. at the Walnut Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ray Zelmer, age 76, of Wyota, died Wednesday in Wyota. Funeral services for Ray Zelmer will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Randall Sullins, age 90, of Casey, died Friday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Robert Randall Sullins will be held on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Verla Fulton, age 93, of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor in Oakland. Graveside services for Verla Fulton will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Thurman Cemetery in Thurman. Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. And William Getzinger, age 67, of Westphalia, died Wednesday at Virtue Medical Center in Harlan. Services for William Getzinger are pending at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN News This Hour, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.